and he was killing the animals. Not totally killing, but half killing. They were, but
shaking. Shivering.
Still they were alive, but they were now to be
almost
dead. Prahlad Maharaj told, why you have done so? Why you are not killing full? Oh, when I see them shaking, I become very happy. So I am doing. Oh, let us see. He took some water and gave on the head of that person. He sprinkled. At once he saw that all the animals who has killed, he has killed, they came in shape of person and they were ready to kill him. Lakhs and lakhs they were standing in row to kill him. They were killing, again he was taking birth, again killing. So he began to tremble and at once fell down on the earth. It again took some water and fell down on the earth. Have you realized this thing? Oh. Now I want to give up all these things. But one thing is there. How can I maintain my life? Oh, first you should give up this arrow.
Hunting.
Hunting. And give up your bow and arrow. And sit here. And chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then how to take my meals? How you'll be alive? Oh, don't worry for this. 100,000 persons will come with so much dish, very sufficient and very tasteful, everything. But don't take all. A little, which is only
sufficient
for your life. Only. So many clothes will come, some money will come. Don't touch. Only two chapatis or half chapatis you should take. And only one, two cloths, changing for another day. And giving you tulsi. And you should be here and chant. Miracle was done. Prahlad Nar went. And at once, so many persons coming, ladies or men, taking so much fruits, vegetables, rice, dal, chapati, everything in whose quantity. He took only what he needed for today, not for tomorrow. He returned everything. And he used to do pranam now to Tulasi or any Vaishnav. First, brooming by his clothes. So an ant or any insect should not be
harmed.
After some time, Prahlad Maharaj was coming with Parvat Maharaj. He was doing sashtang pranam. First he
brushed away.
Place that no animal, no insect, no worm, nothing, no ant should be there. And very carefully he was doing. Parvat Maharaj asked, who is he? Oh, he is now a devotee. He was a very big hunter, very cruel. Oh, you touched, and automatically he has been turned into a very good devotee. You are like Parshpathar, Asparshamani, Chintamani. You have touched and he has become like you now. So, devotees are not worried for anything. Automatically it will come, and we are seeing when we are in home, we are not happy as we are happy now. If I was in home, only 2-3 children were there. Now I'm saying there are lakhs and lakhs, very dear sons and darling daughters, so many friends, so many all other things, so many delicious food comes. Without wanting, anything comes. But We should be very careful at that time. Don't taste anything. Offer to your Gurudev or Krishna. And only remnant something you should use. Otherwise you will be entangled and then. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that if there is a period that you are in this world, let it be 100 years that you are alive. In 100 years, you must sleep for half of your life. So half, 50 years, why not uselessly? Then up to 20 years, you will have to be perfect in any job or any qualification. 20 years. Best way. And last time from 80 to 100 years is very old, you cannot do anything. You cannot take breath usually, always day and night. Cough will come, you cannot walk, you will do like this. So you cannot chant, remember and do anything. And all will abase you that why you are not dying. Your son and your nephew will tell them, oh, you should die. Why you are dying? So, 20, 20 plus 50, how much?
90.
Again, only 10 years. There are so many problems. We'll have to be very qualified for ordinary. You'll have to marry. And if divorce comes, then so much problem. If there are 4 children, and telling that you should give all your wealth, otherwise you will shoot you. So many problems. Making so many good palaces to live, for future thinking, to marry your son, daughters and everything. So there are always problem and problem. When you will chant Hariname and do, so quickly, if you have some sense in association of Vaishnava, from that very time, don't delay a minute and begin to chant, remember. And you should cultivate bhakti at once. How you can do? Give everything. Offer yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Prahlad Maharaj told. And then chant, remember. The boys asked, how you knew all these things? Who told you? Oh, my Gurudev told. Who is your Gurudev? Narada-rishi is my Gurudev. When I was in the womb of my mother, he kindly came, mercifully instructed me Veda, Upanishad, Shastra, everything. And he told that you should serve your Gurudev. This is the Guru Nishtha, the bona fide of bhajan. Understand?
Backbone.
Like backbone of all sadhana. Guru Nishtha is prominent. If you have Guru Nishtha, you are serving Gurudev, then Krishna will be very happy to you. So begin from here to serve your Gurudev, serve Vaishnavas, be in good association, chant, remember, and here, Harikatha. Krishna will come in the shape of Harikatha, entering from ears, and he will come in our heart. He will make pure itself. You will have not to worry for that. He will take all your offenses, all your sufferings, sorrows, and everything, and he will make it very
pure,
very sweet, very fragrant, and he will sweet with Radhika, with their Radhika. And thus everything will be successful. Your life will be successful. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he read about 108 times this Prahlad Upakhyan. Not for him, to give instruction for us. That if you want to bona fide Vaishnava, try to follow Prabhupada. Having no ambition, nothing, and whole world is even opposite against you, don't. They cannot do anything. Like Prahlad Maharaj, all were against him, but they could not do anything. Always Hari was protecting him. So Hari will protect. So don't be worried about that. And going chanting, remembering. Don't go to please all. You cannot please all. Those who don't want to believe Krishna, how you can please them? Very hard. So, you should chant, remember and do all the activities, whether whole world is against you, no harm. Be very bold and strong in preaching true. If it is harsh truth, no harm. You should tell the truth. What truth? Any father comes and tells that, oh, this boy is not wanting to serve us. It is true. But if he is serving Krishna, then it must be given power. Otherwise you will be Vaishnava para. But if they are against doing bhajan, then we should be very bold. Don't do anything against him, but don't give up chanting, remembering and medical devotional activities. Go on doing. Krishna will save you. He will arrange everything. If he will see that this is necessary thing to give that devotee, he will take it in his own head and he will
carry
and give. So don't be worried for yourself. Only be worried that, oh, where is our Krishna? Where are you? Like this. Oh, Gurudev, where you are? Oh, Radhe, oh, Krishna, where you are? Oh, Rupanatan, where you are? Lament, weep for that. Don't weep for worldly problems. Weep for Krishna. This is important. Hari bo.
Hari
bo.
Hari bo.
Mantra, you can do. You remember? Your youngness, youth.
Your youth.
And take my old age. I want to test. Anyone can explain? Govind Bhakta, do you remember? Jadurani, why you not remember?
We want to hear you, Gurudev.
You can?
We want to hear you tell.
But I should not speak more, otherwise it will be harmful for me. So I want to take rest also and to.
Okay.
But his English? Only in 15 hours. 15 minutes. Who was the father of Jadu Maharaj? What name?
Jayati.
Huh?
Jayati Upakkhan.
Huh?
Jayati.
Jayati Maharaj. Speak. Very shortly.
They are asking their name, they have to leave.
They want me?
No, they who took initiation today? Some of them have to leave, they want to know their names.
Very big problem. Very big problem.
What should I do?
How they can leave without their names? Who's leaving?
Sakhi of Srimati Radhika.
Your husband is there, Donna? Stand up, please.
What his name was before?
Donna.
Now, you will be known as?
Murari.
Murari Mohan. Murari Mohan. Murari Mohan Prabhu ki.
Yes. I have one daughter.
Yes.
Your daughter's name? Nandini?
Nandini.
Where is she?
Nandini is good name, but she wants to be changed. So then what?
Or added to
Krishna Nandini. Krishna Nandini. Very good.
Krishna Nandini. Okay.
Then they've already left, eh? Wendy. Dusan. Bhakta Dusan.
What happened? Devakinandan Prabhu. Devakinandan Prabhu. Devakinandan Prabhu, your name is?
Yamila.
Your wife and all will. Where is his wife?
Suchitra.
Her name is Suchitra. You can have mentioned
Suchitra. You should call him?
She's there.
Devakinandan Prabhu.
Yamil. Yamila.
Vijaya Devi, Vijaya Dashi, Vijaya, one of the Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, Vijaya. Vijaya. Vijaya Devi ki
Jai.
And Mike.
What's that? Manohar Lal, meaning Krishna is Manohar. So Manohar Lal, very good, darling daughter of Nand Maharaj, and name is Manohar Lal.
Son.
Of Nand Baba. That is Lal. Manohar Lal, very beautiful Lal. Lal means son.
You said daughter.
Sometimes I.
Speaking
of brass hairs.
Manohar Lal
ki
Jai. That is all.
How?
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, after Sukadeva Goswami,
more loudly.
Kathito vamsa vistaro soma suryayo. Please kindly told me the dynasty of Som, that means Chandra Vamsa, and also told to me about the Surya Vamsa. Sri Ramchandra appeared in the dynasty of Surya, and Krishna Chandra appeared in the dynasty of Som, Chandra Vamsa. Tell me our committee is not toward the path. Also,
don't go detail. Very brief. There was a king named Jajati.
There was a
name was Jajati. He went to hunting. Like
this.
One day he went to
hunting. One day he went to toward hunting.
And he saw.
And he saw.
That a lady was falling down in a bed, like this. Very simple.
Dwaji, one day Dwaji Maharaj have gone for hunting in a forest. And at the time, he saw a loud voice and for the ladies. And his voice is very crying. Oh, please rescue me. This is the loud voice. He heard in this voice. At that time, the Jajati Maharaj came at the well and he saw the lady who was naked. And he asked, Who are you? Who are you?
And why are you
for in this well? And then the lady told him, please at first to cast to me, and then Jajati Maharaj took and to his head, cast his hand and to bring out from the oil. And then the Jajati Maharaj told, what happened? How do you fall down in this the oil? Then the ladies described of his whole history. She's saying that I am the daughter of Sukracharya, in a Brahman. But the I friend, I one day, today I have gone with my friend that is called Sarmishtha. Sarmishtha is the daughter of one king. His name is?
Well, the king of demons.
And Sarmishtha. And we are playing in this in a very big pond. And one day, and we are playing in that big pond. And our dress was often under the bank of the pond. And we are playing in the water. And at the time, before the lady, the Rajkumari princess, the Sarmishtha, come out from the water, I come out from the water and to dress the Sarmishtha's dress. She was the daughter of king, so her dress is very beauty. And admittedly, I think that she is my friend, and so I jockey.
Are you understanding what he told?
Yes.
You should repeat what he told. You should repeat what he told. You should repeat what he told. Anyone can repeat?
Yes.
Those who know. Better still. Try to
make your English go.
Very simple. Jajati saved that naked girl, the daughter of Sukracharya, and asked, "Who fell you in this well?" She told that a daughter of king of demons, the name of the daughter is Sarmishtha, she is my friend, but we today came to take bath in a beautiful pond here. But unluckily, our dress was changed. I took the dress of Sarmishtha. And then Sarmishtha came and asked, "Why you have taken my clothes? You are a poor beggar's daughter. I am the daughter of king. You have dared to take my clothes? I will punish you." She told her, "I am not a beggar, daughter. I am daughter of Sukracharya, master of your father. Your father always obey me. So I am not like so." So they began to quarrel, and all the other girls took side of Sarmishtha because she was the king's daughter. And they all made him naked and took her clothes and fell down in the well. So now you have taken my hands in your hands. It is Indian culture that if any man takes the hands of any woman, she becomes his wife. And that person who takes in the hand, that lady's hand, he becomes husband. So now, anyhow, you are my husband. The king folded his hand and told, "You are daughter of Sukracharya, you are Brahmin, and I am Kshatriya. So how can I can marry you? If your father will hear, he will be angry and he will curse me, then I will be dead. So excuse me." She told that, "Don't worry for this. I will ask my father and he will be agree to this point, because when I was reading in a school of Sukracharya, my father, a boy came from Brihaspati. Brihaspati's son came to learn Sanjeevani Vidya. Those who will die, I will make him again, give him life, new life." So he was reading there. One day I told him that, "I am very much attached to you. I want to marry you. Please accept me like your wife." he told that I have accepted your father like my father. So I have always treated you like my younger sister. So I can marry you. You are forever, you are my sister. I cannot break this thing. Then he became angry. I became angry. At once you should forget your Sanjivani Vidya, what you have learned from my father. Then he told that is all you have done for me. I should also curse you. You cannot marry a Brahmin boy. You will have to go down. You will have to marry any Kshatriya boy. So I am definite in opinion that I cannot be married with any Brahmin boy, but I will be married with any Kshatriya boy. So when I will pray my father to allow me to marry you, he will surely. Then he told, I said, yes, you should take first permission, then I will marry you. She went to his father and told all the history that how Sarmishta has fell down in the well. And he told all this history. And she began to weep so much. His father wanted to satisfy him. So he said, what you want? I want that the king should be punished and her daughter should be also punished. I want that those who have saved me, that king, Jayati, should be my husband. And when I will be married, she should go with me as a slave, as a
maidservant.
And all the girls which were with him and took side, they should all go with me and serve me. They should not be married to him. They should be always like maidservant. Shukracharya says, yes, I will do. He went to king and told that I am going and living, giving up your kingdom. I will not live here because you don't honor my children and my wife and myself. He told, oh, I want to obey you. What you will tell, I will obey. He told that I want to marry my daughter to Jayati, and you should make your daughter her
maidservant.
King, oh yes, I'm agree to do this. And at last she was married to Jayati, and they became all maid servant with that
Devayani.
They are going, she gave birth of 3 sons or 2 sons. But Sarmishta was there, very beautiful, more than Devayani, and young, very Kishori lady, very beautiful, more than Devayani. One day she came to king and she prayed that, you have given very beautiful child to Devayani. I pray that you should give me one child, one son. He at once was attracted to seeing his youngest and so much qualifications. And he went and he gave one child, then Jadu, and also 2 sons more. When she knew that, oh, from where this child has come? She asked the child, the boys, that who is your mother? Oh, Sarmishta is your mother. Oh, she began very, very furious and went to his father and reported that Sarmishta has obeyed and he has gone to king and king has given him also son. So you should punish. Shukracharya came to the Jati and told that you have disobeyed me. You have given child to them. Now I'm giving caution that you should be at once old of 100. At once he became old. Now he was so much worried. He told to Shukracharya, I am your son-in-law and your daughter is quite warm. We are not satisfied by worldly life. I want that you should kindly excuse me and give my return my young face.
Youth.
He told, I cannot do. Go to your sons and ask if they are ready. They can give you their youngness and you exchange your oldness to them. And then you should happily test all worldly life. Noah. He went to his son Jadu. He asked that you should give me your youngness. He told, I will give. I will serve Krishna. I will chant and remember Krishna. I will not give you my young years to you only to
enjoy
like rascals and hogs and pigs. I don't want to. Never I will give. Then he caused that you will not be, I am not satisfied with you. You should be, you cannot be king in my dynasty. And your any of your son, nephew or anyone cannot be king forever. This is my course. Oh, I am gladly accepting this. I want to be like that, not to be king, but I want to cultivate Krishna bhakti, chant and remember, but not bogus life. Then he told to other sons and one of his son, what name?
Puru.
Puru. He told that, I accept. He accepted his old age and he took his youngness.
Youth.
And for 10,000 years, he tested so many sons, hundreds and thousands of sons, so many girls, and after sons of sons, so thousand big family became in 10,000 years. He was not satisfied yet. One day, he was thinking, now it is evening, I have not chanted my mantra, Guru Mantra, always engaged in this. My first 10,000 years and after this 10,000 years, 20,000 years and more 1,000 years, I have lost. If there is fire, you are giving ghee on them, it will burn more. Never it will
diminish.
So by this thing, by testing, husband and wife life, lakhs and lakhs birth you will not be satisfied. We are doing even in a serpent life, even a hog life, even a goat life, or any life, in god life, goddess, demigod life, everywhere this thing. But never you have been satisfied. So in this age you will not be satisfied. He told that, no, I'm satisfied. I don't want this. And at once he gave up his youngness to his son and took old age and went to forest and he began to chant. So, you know that this calm lust cannot be satisfied. In whole is, we have not satisfied from beginning of Srishti. Srishti means
creation.
We are doing so. Either husband we are being, sometimes we are becoming wife, sometimes husband.
Other way around.
In any animal life or in man life or human life or any, but we are not still satisfied. So this is a chain of birth. So, we should try to stop by Hari Bhajan and all these things. You will not be satisfied by this. Like if one man is telling that if a cow goes to any field to graze, if he is satisfied and his stomach is fulfilled, he will come out. But next time she will again go. Daily she will go. So, you can never be satisfied by these things. So try to realize these things. Cut your all charming attractions off. towards this thing and try to chant and do cultivate your bhaktis from beginning of your life. If you want to be householder, be like Arjun, be like Yudhishthir, be like gopis, be like Nanda Yashoda, Dasaratha Ram, no harm. Gopis used to worship their wives. Oh, she served Krishna. So I have never to taste, never to do anything. Always praying, obeying and serving. So you can do like this, no harm. Children should be devotee. Your father, mother should be devotee. Everything be. All should be devotee and chant and remember Krishna. Gaur Pramanand is successful in all ways. We have discussed so many things, but I wanted that I should tell more, especially about pastimes of Krishna, his Godhood, and after that. But I cannot touch because of time. I cannot speak more than 40 minutes at a time. I should not speak more than 25 minutes, but I am doing. But anyhow, if I used to have spoken for 2-3 hours at a time, and evening 3 hours and morning, then I have done so much. So I am not satisfied. What should I have given you, but I could not have. But anyhow, I think it will work like a water. I think that all are satisfied, all are enthusiastic. I think again we will meet. I think that today some of our devotees are leaving this place, they are going to their homes. Tomorrow all we will go, and day after tomorrow in morning we will fly for America. So you should think that I am with you always. Krishna is also, Mahaprabhu is always, Nityananda Prabhu is always with you. Don't worry. Anything, problem or anything, doubt comes, you can write me where I am. I will surely reply. So you should always think that you are not alone. You are not helpless. Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava are always with you if you are sincere. If you are sincere, don't worry. Always Krishna will give a good association. Association, good association is mother of bhakti. So always try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Don't be worried, doubtful in bhakti. I think my heartly blessing is always with you. Hari Bol. Go.
Hari Bol. Raghurudev ki jai.